ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government's now considering the findings of a long-awaited report that's reviewed broadcasting to the Asia-Pacific region, but it hasn't revealed when those findings might be made public. One of the key questions that was to be considered by the review, though, is whether to reinstate the ABC's shortwave service, which was cut in early 2017. The ABC says it's technology that's out of date, but some experts say it's still the best way to reach remote audiences. And with the will, it could be back up and running in just a few months. Bill Bainbridge has more.
When Tonga's high-tech fibre-optic internet cable was severed last month, it plunged the nation into information darkness. But not everyone. Some tuned in to the century-old technology of shortwave to get news of the outside world and to find out when their internet might be restored. Technology commentator Peter Marks says that's why shortwave is often known as crisis radio.
Shortwave has unique advantages, particularly in the Pacific region. It refracts off the ionosphere, it comes in from the sky, so it's immune to problems of natural disaster, political interference. You know, it gets through when everything else gets blown over or washed out.
Though some, including Ashley Wickham, former CEO of Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, say shortwave isn't necessarily the answer.
My suggestion is that instead of restart shortwave analog services, that you move to the digital platforms. And we already have this in Solomon, but it only reaches Honiara. It's been expressed to me by people in the rural areas that they would like to hear ABC radio in the rural areas too. But it need not be shortwave analog. The opportunity is to use FM, which is very good quality.
Peter Marks is also a member of the group Supporters of Australian Broadcasting in Asia and the Pacific, which favours the re-establishment of shortwave broadcasting. He says Australian suppliers of shortwave receivers are taking large orders from countries like Solomon Islands.
In the Solomons, they estimated that for every radio, there were 20 to 30 people listening. And they would, you know, huddle around this radio and share this radio. And that they're buying things like radios with hand cranks and solar chargers and that sort of thing, because they can get it where there's no power, there's no other services. And it's an extremely valuable service for them.
But one organisation that's not in favour of bringing back shortwave is the ABC itself. In its submission, it argues that the region is increasingly moving to other platforms to consume news and entertainment. The ABC says shortwave is no longer an efficient or effective way of delivering services. But Nigel Holmes, who was formerly transmission manager at the ABC, says restarting the service would be relatively cheap and simple. He estimates it would cost just $500,000 to return the transmission station at Shepparton in rural Victoria to service and cost around $5.5 million a year to run.
That would establish it as it was in 2013, which would provide shortwave transmissions into the West Pacific, principally Papua New Guinea, plus the westernmost parts of the Federated States of Micronesia. It would also cover the Southwest Pacific, which is the Coral Sea area, plus it would also include Vanuatu. And then it would also cover the Central Pacific, which includes Fiji, Samoa and Tonga, and all those smaller places, you know, Wallace and Futuna and every other place you can think of.
But at $5.5 million a year, roughly double what it was costing the ABC when it cancelled the service in 2017, it's likely that it would take government intervention to restore the service. And with an election due in months and the Labor opposition well ahead in the polls, that means it will probably fall to a new government to decide one way or the other. A spokesman for Labor's Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister, Penny Wong, says Labor will wait and see the review before they decide their position, but their aim is to have Australian voices back in the Pacific and more Pacific voices heard in Australia.